Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries here in the Bryan Stratton College Athletic Studios alongside Kevin Holden. CBS 58, Telemundo, Wisconsin. I'm Radio Joe. Bill Michaels Show coming up at 10. Joining us in 15 minutes is our Green and Gold Insider, Mike Clemens. We'll catch up with Mike. But joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is Scott Grodzki, a fellow colleague of Kevin's from CBS 58. Scott, good morning. What's going on?
Oh, it's unfortunate. That's still true. Still a colleague of Kevin, and I have to lead off for Mike. I'm in a bad spot here.
Yeah, because it's like the professor, right? It's like trying to teach a lesson ahead of like a guy with a PhD.
Yeah, no, it's not great. It's like trying to bat ahead of Yelich if you're, you know, anyone currently on the team right now. So that's just, you're not really looking for that.
Well, and the other thing too is you got to learn a foreign language because Kevin owns everybody in this market in that regard as well. Sophia Minner can speak great Spanish too, but those are the only two broadcasters in this market I can think of that can do it that well.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you let that pitch go by. Scott.
Yeah, I'm not taking it.
Scott has practiced his Spanish in the newsroom. I'll just say that much.
Okay.
He will, from time to time.
I'm staying far away from that.
Si, senor.
He's practiced it.
All right, well, we'll ask you, and we've been asking everyone this morning, Scott, when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers. Do you see this Brewers team as an overrated baseball club or an underrated baseball club?
I don't think they're either right now. I think people know what they are right now. I think they're a baseball club that needs to figure it out, but thanks in part to the division and thanks in part to, I mean, they still won 46 games. They have the time to figure it out, so... If some of the guys who've been struggling all year don't change things, and if there isn't a big move, then they're probably not going to be what people thought they were going to be going into the year. But I don't know. I mean, I tend to think people had pretty realistic expectations. We had the three young starters, and hopefully one or two of them would be good, but I don't think anyone really thought all three of them would be great right away, and obviously they haven't been. The lineup has been okay for the most part until the last 2 weeks, which has been hard to watch at times. But I mean, I don't know that there were too many people who were expecting them to be, what were they, 20 games over 500 at this point last year? I think 18 games over 500.
Yeah.
I don't know that that was a realistic hope at the beginning. I think that you knew right away that the NL Central was going to be the hardest division in baseball. No, you didn't expect it to be 4.5 games between first and last going into the All-Star break. But it was the only division where there were all five teams that were at least making an effort to win. So I guess I'm not shocked at where they are right now. I think they're probably underperforming a little bit. But again, I wasn't expecting them to be 55 and 35.
Do you suspect that this month with the single trade deadline and with all the extra teams that could be buyers, especially in the division, do you think it'll be tougher for David Stearns to get what he wants this year?
Yeah, I think part of it is because he got everything he wanted last year, and he got everything he wanted last year in August. He had, what was it, three or four trades last year that all came after what the deadline would be this season. I think the new deadline is going to hurt a bunch of teams because you're going to have teams like the Reds and the Pirates, who obviously might not be willing to trade with the Brewers as much as other teams anyway, but just as examples, you're having these teams that, in the same way that I'm not surprised they're doing okay right now, no, I don't expect the Reds and Pirates to seriously contend for the playoffs when it comes to August, September, and down the line. But if they're 3.5 games out on July 30th, they're not really going to be in a rush to make moves. There's going to be other teams in a similar boat, and I think that's going to drive up the price a little bit for some of the guys who are actually available. And if there's one thing we've seen from the Brewers and from David Stearns, it's that their whole philosophy is on getting these guys on bargains. That's why they brought in Moustakas and Grandal again on a one-year deal, because they thought they had an opportunity. It's why they waited until August to make some of these moves for guys last year, like a Gio Gonzalez, who there wasn't exactly this huge, robust market for. All of those guys are going to have bigger markets if they're going to go, because instead of having 12 teams selling at the deadline or the extended deadline, you're going to have six. So I think that's going to make things a lot more difficult for David Stearns.
Talking with Scott Grodzki of CBS 58 here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. If you had to put your money on a player for the Brewers that hasn't really owned up to what their baseball card statistics say, is there a guy you would put your money on in the second half that actually breaks out and makes a significant impact for the Brewers?
Maybe Lorenzo Cain. I think health probably is the biggest factor with him. I think it's really hard right now to say that you're going to get what you expect out of Travis Shaw, who we'll see when he's even back, or Hernan Perez, which is great for the Brewers that he cleared, but yeah. And I do think he'll be back at some point. Or Jesus Aguilar, any of those guys. I don't know. With Lorenzo Cain, there's at least one specific thing you can point to, at least hopefully you're thinking you can point to, as this is what's gone wrong. And if he gets fully healthy, then maybe he can get back to where he was. I do think Perez is going to be important for them down the stretch. I guess he's another guy who you can point to one thing that went wrong if they were just trying to, because of all the other holes, they were trying to make him into something he's not. And I think if he ends up getting called up when the roster is extended, or even before that, if he just gets called up because, you know, Tyler Saladino might not be the answer. If he goes back to being that super utility guy, I think he can make a big impact. But I'm thinking your question is more about someone who can make a bigger mark than just as a super utility man. And if I had to pick one for those, I think I'd go with Lorenzo Cain. But I don't know. I mean, again, we're 88 games into the season now, so at some point you go back to the old Denny Green. They are who we thought they were, and some point, I don't know that there's going to be a big change.
So if it doesn't work for this team, and I don't want to, you know, jump to that yet, but there's a chance that they may not make the postseason. And if that doesn't happen, and then you've got to build, you know, the next chapter for the future, and this particular chapter is built around a couple of guys who are just here for this year that sort of trickled down based on baseball's economics this offseason. What happens to the Brewers if they miss the playoffs and then you have to go and figure out your future with Grandal and Moustakas and those guys? You think it hurts a lot if they don't make the postseason?
I think it hurts. I don't know if it hurts a ton. I think, first of all, we have no idea what's going to happen, because baseball economics have been so out of whack for the last 2 years, where these guys who you think are going to get long-term deals get nothing. So I guess, first of all, there's a part of me that has faith that David Stearns will find someone, just because he's shown for the last 2 years he has. But then there's the idea, too, of, yeah, Moustakas and Grandal have been great. They're all-stars, obviously. But the whole thing with especially Moustakas is they didn't really need to offer him a long-term deal because they have options. And they have Hira coming up, who's obviously played about as well as you would expect, or about as well as you would hope for someone coming up and making his debut. I think they still think Travis Shaw can turn it around, and maybe he does need a full offseason, a full spring to get back to where he was. Grandal is the one I think would hurt the most. But I think that the Brewers have a bunch of young prospects. They've been able to build to where they were last year and the team they are now without getting rid of a whole lot of them. And a lot of their team, even if they do lose those two guys on one-year deals, a lot of their team is still back next year. And a lot of their key players are still back next year. And if those young pitchers are all a year older, all have a returning pitching coach instead of having a whole new system and everything to learn, I think the pitching staff, especially next year, could take a jump. And if that pitching staff takes a jump next year, then even if you lose a guy in Grandal or Moustakas or both, you can still recover from that.
So many questions, a lot to speculate. It's going to be the next several weeks are going to be a lot of fun here, especially when it comes to where the Brewers stand, where other teams stand in Major League Baseball, how the trade deadline goes down.
I just, again, a lot of stuff to think about. Scott Grodzki, CBS 58. Scott, we appreciate it, and I know Kevin is honored, just honored to have you here. So
I don't see him ever now. The summertime, one or the other of us is off every day.
Yeah, and I don't know how you guys handle that either. When it comes to vacation time and who gets to fight over what.
The last conversation Scott and I had before right now was when he looked at me when he left the other day and he goes, I'll see you. And we couldn't think of the next time.
I don't think we ever got an answer to it either.
It's like 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the next few days that I'm working and you're working, I'm in Cleveland, so that's not really going to work.
Which, by the way, they're going to the All-Star game.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Kind of jealous.
I figured I'd throw that in there.
Yeah. Nice plug.
I'm sure I'll see Scott.
You know what? That's what we'll do, though. That's what we'll do. In Cleveland, Christina and I will FaceTime you.
Please, and then we'll sing the Cleveland song.
I'm sure I will see Scott before Kevin sees Scott.
Yes, you will.
Oh, man, I hope so.
Scott, thank you so much, man, and have a good weekend and enjoy the All-Star break out in Cleveland.
You guys have a good weekend, too.
All right, there he is, Scott Grodzki, CBS 58, distinguished colleague of one Kevin Holden, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. We'll look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Quick break, and then on the other side, we'll catch up with our Green and Gold insider, Mike Clemens. I want to know something about Mike. Something I haven't fully gotten. When did he really start covering this team, the Green Bay Packers? We'll talk about that next here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.